Well, hello everybody and welcome to the Daily Dose of Awesome hosted by Elite Marketing Pro. My name is Chef Katrina and I am super excited for today's Daily Dose of Awesome. Our special guest today, let me introduce. I am like crazy excited about this. I've been hiding her out. Don't ask me why. But I've been hiding this from you guys, and so it's a time for the big reveal. If I had like a black card, I would have held it over and never that fun stuff like that. But I would like to introduce you to our newest team member here at Elite Marketing Pro. This is Kate Buck Jr. I think she's actually on the side of me over here. Kate Buck Jr. is our community engagement manager. She is fully responsible for all the communication and engagement around our communities moving forward. Yes!
Hi, everybody!
So, Kate, how are you today? Where are you in the world, actually, is a better question.
I'm at home, where somebody said to me today, home is where the laptop is. And I am in a city called Split in Croatia. I'm here for the rest of the month.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Summer. I've spent my summer traveling abroad and it's been really exciting. So this is coming to the end of my fourth month.
Yay. Well, I know you've had so much fun. I know we've been chatting back and forth in all your travels. And, you know, one of the things that definitely we were talking about here today is the community. And so we've been talking a lot about what's been going on in our community with Elite Marketing Pro recently. And we're having some fun. So I know you've been, you know, managing the community. We've got a lot of new things coming into play, right?
We do.
Yeah, we do. We've got tons of new stuff coming at you. We've got moderators coming. Right? We've got a group of individuals that are going to be supporting you and helping the monitor the communication in the community. So my first question from you is because really, guys, if you don't know, Kate's like a massive expert in community. Like, if I could pick her brain 24/7, I would. It just would be ugly, but it would be fun.
Right? We would have fun, but I call myself chief, in my business, I call myself the chief geek girl instead of CEO because we would just geek nerd out on it all day long. But yeah, truly, I wrote the book. In 2006 was my first gig as a community manager. I got hired by a company that some of you may heard of called Landmark Education. And they hired me because I was good with computers. I like doing air quotes if you guys don't know that. And I was just hired to like answer emails and help people fill out their profiles and all of this on a little site they were calling Landmark Connect. And it was just a test by the company. But within the 2.5 years, almost 3 years that I was working on that experimental project, I went from answering emails to being the full-on community manager. And during that time, I just self-taught. I just taught myself everything. And then I say I wrote the book because I have a cute little photograph of my procedure manual that I wrote from scratch on how to manage those communities when I left, when they decided to fold the experiment, because stuff like Facebook was coming out, LinkedIn, and it was just silly for us to keep trying to do it ourselves. We couldn't compete with that kind of growth in social networks. So anyways, long story short, I've moved into social media. So community management is a little different than social media marketing, which you guys are learning through Social Media Recruiter and Attraction Marketing Formula, all of that. Community management is on the other side of it. It's what you do inside of your groups when you're kind of either nurturing leads or already have customers that you want to foster engagement with. So I think of social media management as when you're trying to like attract new people to you and talk about what you do. It's like the broadcast mechanism. And then community management is actually the part that I love and kind of come home to. It's where we hang out and we talk and we chat and we grow together and we learn together and we build our businesses together. So, but I went out and did social media marketing for on my own as a freelancer. And some of you guys know me and I've had a lot of A-list clients. If you follow anybody online, I've met them, worked with them, shared a stage with them. I mean, not anyone, but like lots of them. And then, I launched my first personal online community back in 2010 on the day that Facebook launched Facebook groups within the hour of the announcement. So I had one of the very first Facebook groups. It's still active today. And so over time, I've just developed all these processes and strategies and things that have worked in that group that I get to test and play. And since then, I've had the opportunity to roll that out and test it on places like Slack and now on Google Plus and in Facebook and off social media on a forum. And so I'm excited to come play in this community that's like, wow, so active and excited and all over the place, but like in a good way, to bring some of that in and really help us drive our conversation so that we're all growing together. And that's really my goal. I know I have some other metrics or whatever that I'm supposed to be caring about, but at the end of the day, what I want is I want to see the community grow as a cohesive group. Everyone's learning, everyone's asking questions, getting related, getting to know each other and supporting each other on this entrepreneurial journey.
Love it. No, it's great. I mean, we can have you talk all day long. I mean, this
that's what I'm saying. We could talk all day.
It's a motivation, inspiration, education, but it could run. It's like, well, depends on who you have on here. We've actually had Andrew run 45 minutes. So, you know,
I'll try not to, but I might beat him.
Just a little bit. So when we talk about our community, we've been having some fun. So we've brought a group of people that are going to be helping moderate. So if you want to talk about kind of what the role of the moderator is in the community, kind of who you're going to expect to see inside of our community and what their role is, if you want to share a little bit about that.
Yeah. So some of this stuff is kind of fun because it's been happening like a little secretly behind the scenes. So it's already been going on a little bit, but you guys don't know about it because we've been sort of like getting our ducks in a row and playing and trying different things. Because of course, no matter how many times, this is a good nugget for you guys. Anytime you learn a best practice or you have a new procedure or process that you learn, you always take it like as is. So even me coming in saying, oh, I've done this process 4 other times in 4 other communities, coming in, I use that as a baseline, but then it's always tweaks and adjustment because every community is different. Every project that you work on is different. So every time you hear somebody give you a baseline, follow it exactly the first time and then go back and see what you see and make tweaks and adjustments from there. And that's kind of what we've been doing. So having said that, just to give you a little point of training, we do have our trainers and some of our most active and our advanced EMP community members who have quietly raised their hand and said yes, they want to come on and be part of the mod mafia. EMP mod mafia to help us moderate the EM Pro fam.
M Pro fam. How do we make it M Pro? Do we make it M Pro? See, we're still learning these things.
We're the M-Pro fam.
So we're the M-Pro fam.
We're the M-Pro fam. Now we have some moderated by the mod mafia. And, you know, this is because we are a 24/7 group. I mean, you guys, we are all over the world. I am in Europe right now. I mean, you're in Florida, about to maybe get pummeled by a hurricane, another conversation. Fernie's in Australia right now. Like, everybody is all over the place. And so we want to provide support and structures for you guys 24/7. And that really requires, like, a team of people. Chef, you've been doing this all by yourself. This has been your primary, or one of your many, but this has been a big focus for you for so long. I don't know how. I want to use a juggling the plates reference because I think
I do. I did plate spinning.
You were spinning lots of proverbial digital plates. And so now with me coming in to really support you and doing that, I even said, whoa, I need a team of people to help me do it. And it's also part of their evolution and training because I could talk forever about community management. And so anybody that wants to learn how to manage a community or, you know, the human dynamics and just what it is to put 6,000 people in a Facebook group and have it be a productive place where we can all learn and grow together is valuable to know. So we have a team. You'll be getting introduced to them. I'll be featuring somebody and telling a little bio about them once a week, but you probably could think of who a couple of them are off the top of your head because you've seen them in action already. They're making you little videos and they're answering your questions. And we have a little training group for that as well. So I'm excited about our moderator team. You're going to see more from them, moving forward, and you'll get to meet them along the way as well.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm really excited. I was giggling because I didn't know what was going on in the background. And I was like, okay, well, we have this moderator group. And it's like, well, they should have a name. And then I got this message from Kate. She's like, okay, they want to be called the Mod Mafia. And I was like, okay, that works. And then she's like, well, what do we call the community? I'm like, well, I usually say, well, thank you for and welcome to the family. And so she's like, well, then it's perfect, right? Because if you've been welcoming everybody to the EMP family, it makes sense that there's a mafia that's, you know, part of the moderators. And I was like, oh boy, like this just got way, way out of hand. But in a good way, right? Like a lot of good humor behind that.
Mm-hmm. Good so fun. Exciting. So if you didn't know, welcome to the fam, everybody. It's your official and then we decided, welcome to the M-Pro fam.
The M-Pro. Like you guys are M-Pro family now. It's like our internal language and dialogue. So you guys are, they're loving this on Facebook. They're like, yes!
Are they? Okay, good. I'm not watching the chat because I'll, ooh, shiny squirrel.
And I know, I have, if you see me look over, that's what I'm doing. I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. So really cool. But, and so another thing I want to touch upon, and I know we just quickly talked about this before, was like, you know, what is the expectation of a community, right? Like, why are we using this community? What kind of things should we be posting? What kind of questions should we be asking? What kind of things should we be sharing? Just kind of a little bit of a guideline of what to expect. And I know we'll get into more detail with them over the next few months as we continue to grow this and share what's going on. So kind of what does that look like?
Yeah, so first of all, I will say, if you haven't read the welcome post, you should go read the welcome post because it really does set a really great precedent for what is expected of a good social citizen. Like, I know that we all have good days and we all have bad days, and we're here for information, and sometimes that we want the group for that kind of support, even when it's on those bad days. But like, first of all, we need to know what the community is for, and we are here to support each other. We're here to answer questions. We are here to be your cheerleaders. We are here to help you when you're struggling, but definitely it is, you know, just like when we all go out in the world, right? We have these silly, what we think sometimes might be a silly rule or a silly law. And granted, there are many of them. We don't need to go down that path, but nonetheless, they're intended to, in our group, let's talk about that. They're intended to like, just keep a space where we can be productive and we can become better, because what happens is if we vent in there and we're not good social citizens, there go my air quotes again, please use that as the, please screenshot this someone and use it. Anyways, if we're not good social citizens, like we don't not only get our concerns fulfilled, but also be contributing in a positive way that helps forward the group, then we just end up in a circumstance where you know, it's draining for everybody, right? So you have to think like, not only about what you want to get out of the group for yourself, but also how are you contributing value to the community as a whole? And that's part of attraction marketing formula too, right? The more value you give, the more you get in return. And that is 100% true in the community. So if you've noticed, maybe you haven't, some posts that you might be sending through might be getting held a little bit longer. I might be PMing you instead of posting it. One of the coaches might reach out to you. Someone from customer support might reach out to you. Katrina might reach out to you, somebody else from the team, because part of what I'm trying to do is forward the momentum and keep us on a path. And I still want every post that comes through to be addressed. I want you to get the help that you need. But sometimes it doesn't necessarily need to be, it's not for the rest of the community to answer. It's for us here at EMP. So I just wanted to quick address that if you had noticed that your post might have been pending and then someone swooped in behind and reached out to you instead of it getting posted. Because in an effort for all of us to move in this forward direction and to keep growing, we can't keep, you know, being in 800 directions. So that's really my job, is to make sure that we keep going in that direction, but also to make sure that if it is a customer support issue or technical issue or a coaching issue or whatever it is, that I do find you and the mod mafia, by the way, whoever's coming in to check your post and to handle it. It's almost like a triage, right? It's like we see your post and then we decide, okay, yeah, like let's get this person the help that they need and go to the appropriate place, which sometimes, and it's not, no offense to any post, it's no post is good or bad, but sometimes it's just not meant for the wall of the group, but it will get addressed 100% no matter what. So try all, you know, just taking it to the appropriate channel. And so if you're thinking about that before you post, then you might reach out to your coach or you might reach out to support first. But no worries. If you don't and you post, I'm going to make sure it gets there for you and somebody's going to chat with you anyway. So that's one part of being a good social citizen. And just so you, yeah, social citizen, being a good member of the group. I had to address that in one of my other groups the other day too. It just had, even though it was a small group of professionals and they really felt like they could chat with each other about their frustrations, I just noticed that over time, you know, it was going in the wrong direction, and I made a correction post to say, okay, we're not going to do this anymore. And you wouldn't be surprised how many people came forward and said, thank you so much for managing this. So that's really one thing. The other things that you guys will notice as new additions is you've probably seen me posting some new engagement questions, just some stuff to, if it's thought-provoking, that keeps you on track for the week. Are you setting your goals? Are you celebrating your wins? And all kinds of stuff like that. Who's your biggest inspiration? What books are you reading? What challenges are you facing? We'll have a lot of features like that. And I want you guys to set, I mean, I'm going to just ask, you should set your notifications for posts from EMP. You should set them so that you get them from that group, because when I post, I want you guys to come and engage. I want you guys to come and play and converse and talk with us. And I bet you've also seen our Saturday community spotlight of the week. So we're slowly introducing in different layers some new gamification to the group. So when you do come and engage, you participate, you play, you answer questions, you're helpful, right? We want to reward that value first in the groups, just like we teach in our trainings too. So if you come and engage and participate and help, be helpful and answer questions, post good questions, all of that stuff, you there'll be rewards and prizes for you along the way. And the first one that you've probably seen is our Saturday community member spotlight of the week for our active and like our MVP, basically, you know, our MVP of the week. So that's just a couple things that I met. I mean, I could go on and on, but those are a few of the things that I have planned. Some of the changes you may have already seen and what to expect in the future. Some of the things that I have planned. And so, yeah, that's, if you guys have questions about that, I'm happy to maybe answer a few of those. But that's off the top of my head what I've got planned immediately. Oh, we're working on a frequently asked question, so you guys can always search. That's something I definitely wanted to say. One thing that you can do to be a good social citizen also, and sometimes it doesn't work. I understand Facebook's a little finicky, but I think it's up there on that side of the screen. There's the search function. And so if you have a question, I'm going to say about 70 to 80% of the time, it's already been asked and answered in the group, right? So if you use the search function and you use a couple of different combinations of keywords, just like if you're trying to find something on the Googs, there is a very, very strong chance you're going to find that question already answered, and then you don't have to post. So try that too. Get in the habit anyway of trying that too, just in case, because they get pushed down the feed pretty fast. You guys are chatty. in a good way. So they get pushed down pretty fast. So do a search, because somebody has probably already asked that question or maybe a similar one, and you can get some more info on it. I might think of a few more, but
no, it's perfect. I mean, there's just so much going on, and I know that a lot of you guys have been asking for updates a little sooner, more information about any type of product or promotion, or maybe the Monday Mojo, who's speaking what. So definitely now having some more systems in place, making sure that we are communicating in a more timely manner, that you guys are fully aware of the conversations that are going on, and that you guys are a huge part of it. I mean, you exist because AMP Elite Marketing Pro exists. The M-Pro family that you guys have been creating exists because of you guys and the questions you've been asking and the engagement you've been having with us. And so you guys are what makes up this community, and it's been incredible to watch your guys' growth, to watch what you guys have been up to. And I'm just super excited that Kate's here, because I'm learning from her and what she's built and the resources that she has, and you know, the partnership of her coming onto our team, and is just amazing. Like, she's just a brilliant powerhouse around community management, and the fact that she's helping put this together and really creating a more incredible community and giving you guys more opportunities to really engage and move your business forwards. I mean, it's just incredible. And I'm thankful every day that you said yes to being part of our team, because it really truly is just an absolute blessing that you're part of this and that you're helping create this incredible community.
Thank you. It has been an incredible community to come into. When we first started talking, it took me about 2 weeks to even just be in the groups and just immerse myself and see, because it really is an incredible community. The successes that you guys have when you post your new leads, new commissions, 100 likes on your page, 1,000 likes on your page, it's really exciting to see people taking the training, implementing, and coming back in the group to share with each other, and how you guys hop in really quick and support each other and answer questions. It's really been very, very amazing to come into a community such as this. And so I'm grateful as well.
Awesome.
Oh, I have one more little social. I'm going to post my social citizen things also, because we do have a couple of communities and you might be in more than one of them and not just on Facebook, but maybe you're also in the Google Plus community. I just have one little request, and that is that you only post your question in one place instead of blasting it all three places. So pick the most appropriate group for it, or pick if you like Google Plus and that's where you want to hang out. Feel free to post it there, or if you like Facebook better, post it there. But sometimes guys get a little crazy, and I'm like feeling like Hootsuite is like, you know, social scheduler, like, ah. So just post one time. I promise I'm on it. I'm on top of it. And our mod team, we've got like 10 really amazing moderators you're going to get introduced to. So yeah. But these are all problems that as a community manager are like good ones. The worst is when you start and it's like crickets. And if you have been lurking, P.S., come out of the woodwork occasionally. No one's going to bite. And hopefully my conversation starters help you to feel more comfortable with posting for your first time if you don't feel like jumping in with your own post. But definitely, you know, you got to be using social media one way or the other. So use the group as practice. So I'm sorry, I'll just think of things forever. So you lurkers, come on and play with us. We want to play with you. So come and be in the groups.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
All right, guys. Well, this is your overall 15 minutes of inspiration, motivation, education. This is introducing Kate Buck Jr. as our community engagement manager. Super excited to have her on our team. For those of you who are watching here on Facebook and you're like, whoa, what's going on over Elite Marketing Pro? I highly suggest first checking out our Traction Marketing Formula Bootcamp. It's free. You guys can get access to it anytime. There's probably going to be a link up above, or if somebody is sharing this from our community with you, definitely click on their link. Learn more about what Attraction Marketing Formula is, how valuable it is to be inside this community, and we look forward to seeing you inside the community. So with that, Kate, any last words?
Nope, I'm going to see you guys in the communities.
All right.
Say hello.
Bye, guys.